Today I had a very strange email from her, very friendly, thanking me for FFF, etc., then asking about you like she is your old friend. From this, I think you are in Tokyo? But something about this makes me worry. Here is the only part of her message referring to you. I can send the rest if you want. And how is Case P? She is not posting recently. You know, of course, that I was an avid lurker before I began to post. And Case's insight struck me. The first post of hers I read as the very shape of the enthusiast. That was the one in which she suggested that the maker had the resources of the Russian mafia, or some similarly secretive organization. Do you remember it? One day I hope to meet her in person, perhaps when she returns from Tokyo. Case scowls at the screen, feels like hurling it at the nearest robot girl. No fair. No fucking fair. She doesn't need this. But if Mama Anarchia is somehow involved in the recent weirdness, why would she tip her hand this way to Ivy, to send a message to Case? Or, because Mama made a mistake? Freudian slip, meant to type London, not Tokyo? The restraint of pen and tongue that Wynne always advised is difficult to maintain in a medium that involves neither, Case knows, and mistakes happen. She and Mama Anarchia are not friends by any means. At best, they have exchanged a few strained messages. Case is too obviously Parkaboy's friend on the site, and Parkaboy's loathing for Mama Anarchia has been far too vocal, from his scathing assaults on the French philosopher she quotes to deliberately absurd personal attacks, considering he's never met her and has no idea of what she might look like. This email to Ivy is a fishing expedition of some kind and a clumsy one. Although Mama Anarchia has no way that Case knows of to know that she and Ivy are friends and discuss the site and its more prominent participants in private and fairly frequently. Creepy. She takes a deep breath. He took a duck in the face at 250 knots. Reflexively, like a slot player pulling the lever in hope of bringing down a better reality, she clicks Hotmail in case another message has arrived in the meantime. Margot, her Australian friend in New York, former Big End girlfriend, currently assigned to visit Case's apartment on a frequent basis, pick up mail, check that all is well. Margot lives two blocks closer to Harlem proper, but still within the psychological footprint of Columbia,